How technology is redefining what safe travel means for young Kenyans. Why young Kenyans are choosing algorithms over matatus in the quest for safer journeys. Kenya, the 10th of November 2025. For many Kenyans navigating the hustle of city life, the meaning of safe travel is taking on a new dimension. A fresh study commissioned by Bolt and carried out by Ipsos paints a vivid picture of how technology is reshaping the nation's transport choices and trust. Today, nearly every ride-hailing user surveyed believes that using an app-based ride is safer than hopping on a matatu or flagging down a traditional taxi. It's a remarkable shift in public perception, one that highlights how digital tools are quietly redefining the everyday commute. Across major cities such as Nairobi, Mombasa, Kisumu, and Nakuru, 250 respondents participated in the study, revealing not just patterns of preference, but an evolution in mindset. Riders repeatedly pointed to predictability, transparency, and built-in safety features as the main reasons they feel more secure in a ride-hailing car than in conventional public transport. What stands out most is the profile of the modern Kenyan rider. The study found that women now make up 70% of active ride-hailing users, with most between 18 and 34 years old. For this group, convenience tops the list of reasons for choosing ride-hailing apps, while safety comes a close second. The findings suggest that these digital platforms are not just offering rides, they're enabling independence, reliability, and peace of mind, especially for young women who value control over their journeys. But beyond personal convenience, ride-hailing is proving to have a ripple effect on society. The study reveals that 79% of respondents believe these services have significantly curbed drunk driving, offering a safer way home after social outings or late work nights. Meanwhile, 64% of users said they had personally booked rides for friends or relatives who were unfit to drive or simply needed a guaranteed safe trip. Safety, it seems, is not just a feature, it's the heart of the experience. Nearly 97% of riders said that technology-backed safety tools have increased their confidence in the platform. Key among these are driver verification systems, 79%, and the emergency SOS button, 78%, which give riders a sense of control at the tap of a screen. Even after dark, trust in ride-hailing remains strong. 94% of users reported feeling safer using apps like Bolt during nighttime travel, citing real-time trip tracking and flexible drop-off points as major factors. For many, the reassurance that loved ones can follow their journey in real time offers a level of comfort that traditional transport simply can't match. According to Dimi Canyon Cole, Bolt's senior general manager, safety is not an afterthought. It's embedded in the company's DNA. At Bolt, safety isn't just about preventing harm. It's about anticipating risks and designing solutions that protect our riders and drivers every step of the way, he said, emphasizing that trust is what keeps riders coming back. From Ipsos' perspective, the trend signals a deeper transformation in Kenya's urban culture. Soyinka Witness, strategy director at Ipsos Sub-Saharan Africa, observed that the growing preference for ride-hailing reflects a behavioral shift toward responsible mobility choices. We're seeing more Kenyans, especially women and young professionals, associating ride-hailing with both convenience and responsibility. It's not just about getting from one place to another, it's about doing so safely and confidently, Witness noted. As Kenya continues its march toward a tech-driven future, the findings hint at more than a transportation trend. They tell a story of trust built through innovation, where algorithms, GPS trackers, and emergency buttons combine to create something intangible yet powerful: peace of mind on the move. In an era where safety often feels uncertain, one thing is clear. For a growing number of Kenyans, the road to security begins with a tap on a ride-hailing app.